It's time for Retro Talk with Retro Rose here on
WXPM
on 98.5
FM.
And we're back with Retro Talk.
Retro Talk here on Phoenix 98.5 XM.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah, who are you?
I am Michael Bro, the Bro Show here for Retro
Bro
Talk.
Bro Show?
That's me.
I never heard of it.
You never heard of the Bro Show? Well, that makes me a little bit weird, I guess.
Yeah, it makes me a little bit stupid, huh? I dare to be stupid?
You're daring to be stupid?
Who are we going to talk about? Because I am really daring to be stupid today.
Some guy named Weird. Weird Al.
Weird.
How do you say that last name, Rose?
I'm not... Don't even start it. Say it for me, Mike. Say it for me.
We're going to be talking about Weird Al Yankovic.
Woo-hoo!
That's right. Oh, my gosh. This man is a genius.
You've been to some of his concerts, right?
I've been to one of his concerts.
Only one?
Only one.
Only one?
I've only been to one, but by far one of the best concerts I've ever, ever seen, because he is such a genius in the way he does everything.
Now, which Weird Al concert was it?
It was the, 2012, 2013 or so, when he did the... uniforms and all that. He did all the dress up and everything. He did a release of a new song every day for like a week, and was the first time he ever made the top Billboard number one on the album charts because of a song he put out, which was Happy. He turned Happy
because I'm happy.
Yeah, he turned that into a song. Yeah. So he turned it into Tacky.
Is it because I'm tacky?
Tacky.
Yeah, that's it. Because I'm tacky.
Yep.
I think that actually that I believe it was the Tacky film. It might have been the Tacky concert that Tony and I was at, that he came up to one of, you know, where he's the one where he's, I can't remember the song, so Tony in the basement might have to correct me, where he's talking about how your eyes are as blue as the water in the toilet.
Oh, yeah. That's one of his originals.
I want to be your lover. That's it. But I was sitting on the edge aisle, and he comes up to me and starts singing to me and everything. And Tony's cracking up, but I'm like, oh, my God, no.
He's probably like trying to push you over to him and everything. I can see that happening.
Do you remember that, Tony? He's
shaking his head, yeah.
He's in the basement, but he remembers it. And it was very embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh.
It was fun, though.
Well, Weird Al had just such a great start in life, too. Basically, being a kid who was kind of a not genius, per se, but he knew kind of what he wanted. But he got into music because his parents gave him an accordion.
And they gave him some baloney.
Yeah.
My baloney.
Oh, my gosh. Like, when he took things like that and took a song that was already out there, and that's kind of his shtick at the beginning of everything, was to take current songs, current things out there, and change the lyrics but keep the music itself.
Yeah.
And you know, my Sharona turned into my Bologna, you know, things like that.
And stuff like another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus.
It was just pure musical genius, that man.
It was. I mean, and he started out in school doing this. I mean, he was on a comedy show or some kind of radio show.
Dr. Demento.
Yeah.
Yep. He put some of his first songs. He wanted to be on that show so much, he started sending things in, writing them all the time. And then Dr. Demento like played one of his songs. I think it was Another One Rides the Bus first. Was the very first one he played, and people kept calling him back saying, who is this? We want to get this album. We want to get this on LP at the time, on record at the time. Like, they wanted to hear it, and it just kind of blew up for him from there. I just love the fact that early 80s, you didn't know who Weird Al was necessarily, but a lot of great artists, a lot of bigger artists knew who he was and gave him permission.
Yeah, I mean, like Michael Jackson and Madonna, and I mean, the list goes on. And there was Queen. I think he used some Queen songs, definitely.
Yep.
Like Another One Rides the Bus.
Yep.
And wasn't there an ice cream one, too? What was the Scoop one's? There was a Scoop one.
No, I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure there's an ice cream one.
There might be.
Double.
I love Rocky Road.
That was it. I love Rocky Road.
Yeah. Like,
I love Rocky Road. put another.
You know,
can't remember all the words to.
Here's the thing about Weird Al. Here's the thing about Weird Al. If you know all the lyrics to all his songs, you have way too much information in your head. Yeah. And I don't know where he fits it in his head, because he probably fits part of it in his hair, because it's so much that's there. Like, seriously, he has done so much work. I stand by this to this day. He's probably one of the greatest musicians of our time, in our generation, and beyond. He's up there with Prince, with Michael Jackson, with everybody, and what he's done. I stand by that to this day.
Yeah, I mean, and he's a pop culture from the 80s, too.
Yeah.
80s and 90s. And even whenever he came out with this, I think whenever he came out with this movie is whenever I first started noticing him. And
UHF.
I honestly, you know when I really started noticing Weird Al?
When's that?
This is showing my geeky Transformer fandom side of it. The first time I ever watched the Transformer movie and I heard Dare to Be Stupid.
Hands down.
And I was like, that was my first introduction. And then after I heard that, I was like, okay, I got to look up this artist.
Right.
And I started getting his CDs and everything, and that's how I really started following Weird Al.
Mine was actually watching MTV, and all of a sudden I'm hearing, oh, cool, I'm going to get to hear Beat It by Michael Jackson. I'm going to get to watch the video.
Oh, I do remember Eat It.
And then all of a sudden, Eat It shows up, and I'm like, wait a second. That ain't Michael Jackson. That is somebody else wearing the red jacket, and he's dancing around a bunch of... Wait, why is he eating a ham sandwich and getting up with weird stuff on... This is pure genius. And I thought it was like a comedy thing. And then come to find out, you know, maybe a year or so later, he got the song of taking Like a Virgin from Madonna and turned it into
Like a Surgeon. Yeah.
And that video was completely different.
When you're talking about Eat It, I keep on wanting to think on ham on roast beef or something like that. He was saying that where he was like, changing the names around.
That would be a different song, I think, actually.
Tony said something from the basement, and I got to say it. What did you say, Tony?
That's from Fat.
Yeah, but he says something about ham on.
Yeah, he takes... Yeah, it's just
hilarious. It's funny.
I also stand by this, that Madonna and Michael Jackson would not be as big as they are today, even back then, if they didn't let Weird Al parody their songs.
And he didn't do just one of Michael Jackson's songs. He did a couple.
He did several. He did. Yeah. He turned Bad into Fat and a couple others. He also, what I loved about Weird Al, and this is, you know, kind of in the zeitgeist of him and everything, he always asked permission, whether it be to the artist directly or through their management or anything like that.
He never took it without asking.
I think it's very cool that he actually had a song that he did for a Paul McCartney song, Ready to Go, about some kind of soup. Chicken pot pie. From Tony in the Basement. Thank you, Mr. Tony. Chicken pot pie. But because Paul was a vegetarian, he didn't want a song written about meat based on one of his songs. And Weird Al was like, you know what? I'm never going to release the lyrics then. I'll tell the story that I offered, and you said no, but I'm never going to do it. Same thing with Prince. He went to Prince. He had multiple songs he had ready for Prince. And Prince was like, no, man, I don't want to do that. That's okay. You know, I don't want to do that. And he never did. He stood by that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have the famous beef with Coolio. That was not even Coolio's fault, not even Weird Al's fault. He thought he had the permission. Coolio's people said that he did, but he didn't. And then they met and they shook hands and they made it all good afterwards. But we still got Gangsta's Paradise. Come on. That's take Gangsta's Paradise and make it Amish Paradise, you know.
Oh,
up there.
Yeah, Amish Paradise. And I actually remember the New Year's when that actually, you know what, the Rockin' Eve.
Yep.
When Amish Paradise played, when the Weird Al was there, I remember watching that at home in my mom's living room, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. You know, Rockin' Eve, Weird Al's on there. That's awesome.
That's what's so cool about Weird Al. He took so many different fun songs that we remember and made them even, he didn't make them necessarily better, but he made them fun. And he was just silly enough, but genius enough to take that same riff, that same music, and make a whole new song out of it.
He was silly enough to make Dare to Be Stupid. Let's take a break and we'll be back. Remember the music? Remember the movies? Remember the cars, the fashions, the news, the things that stood out during our youth? It's okay to be nerdy. Join me as I reminisce over the cartoons, the toys, and the video games of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Turn back the clock with Retro Talk.
Weekends on 98.5 XPM's Million Dollar Weekend Lineup.
Did you take any wooden nickels?
No, but I was looking for Mr. Goodbar.
All right. I think that we should talk about some of our favorite Weird Al moments, like memories, things that we did with Weird Al. And I've got a lot of stories.
You know, I know you do. For me, the biggest thing is going to that concert for the first time ever. And that was the mandatory fun tour, if I remember right now. And just seeing him in concert, being kind of midway back and from the front rows and everything, and being able to be kind of up close and seeing the genius on stage just blew me away. But also my biggest memory, too, was when the UHF movie came out. And it was the summer of 89. I was there in Mont St. Vincent in Shreveport, Louisiana. And I saw the movie not once, not twice, but four times in the theater. Just because I had the time to do it and I enjoyed every single viewing. So that's my kind of big memories. And then just knowing all the songs, listening to them, having multiple Weird Al albums and things stuck in my head for decades at this point. But you've done a few things, I've heard.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Weird Al. Did you have a lot of fun with Weird Al?
Yeah.
What's his last name again?
I'm not. We're Mr. not talking Yankovic. About that right. Yankovic. I can't. So, my husband, Tony, who's in the basement.
Hi, Tony.
We got into the 501st. And the 501st, for those that don't know, is a Star Wars costuming group. And we would troop. We would actually get out there on stage with him when he would do some of his songs. Mainly the Saga Begins. Yoda. Yo, Yoda. And there was something about an Anakin, right?
Yep.
Kid named Anakin.
My, this here Anakin guy. Yeah. Maybe Vader someday later. Now he's just a small fry. Yeah.
But, we would suit up. And the first one my husband ever suited up in, I was just kind of running around as a Imperial officer. But he was a stormtrooper, and that was at a Harrisburg event.
So he had the big mask on, but you had nothing.
I was just kind of like helping out with the costumes, making sure all the stormtroopers were ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was at the front of the they gave me a front row seat for it, which was awesome. And I watched the guys back in the back while the guys were getting ready to go out on stage. I watched Al and them running back and forth, putting on their costumes and everything.
So hold on. Wait, I got to stop you there. So you're basically saying you saw Weird Al in his skivvies?
Well, not in his skivvies, but I saw them all running around getting their gear together.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the stage before they even got up there. Walking on the stage seeing where we're going to be standing at or where the guys are going to be standing at before anyone was on the stage.
Wow.
So we saw all the behind the scenes. We saw the costumes lined up where they're going to be trying them on, which, you know, you couldn't take a camera in.
Right.
And I don't even think we had cell phones at the time.
Wow.
But it was awesome. You know, you got to see a lot of the behind the scenes stuff.
Right.
And then we also did it at a Glenside in Allentown, near Allentown. We did a couple Allentown events, and by then, Tony was doing a Biker Scout, and I was wearing his TK.
Okay, his Stormtrooper outfit.
Yeah, his Stormtrooper outfit. And that was a lot of fun. I mean, each one of them, we would go in there, and they would have like, I know the second and the third one we went to, they had pizza.
Okay.
When the 501st was waiting for the show to happen, you would go up there, and they would have a room with some pizza up there. And I know the last one we went to, West, one of his band members, was walking around taking pictures outside because he likes getting the structure of the buildings and everything, especially if it's like an old area.
Right.
And I stood around talking to West for a little bit, which was kind of cool, and I don't know if it's still saved there, but there for a while I had his email saved. And I still have Al's agent's email.
Oh,
because
wow.
He gave it to me, and whenever they were in town, I would say, hey, we're going to be at the concert. Can we come back and say hi to Al? And he says, and I told him that, hey, we're on the 501st.
Right.
We're not trooping this time, but we'd like to come in and see him for a second. And he would say, sure. He says, I'll give you some backstage pass as soon as you get here.
What?
So we did that a couple times, actually.
Okay.
He would just say, I would contact him. He says, your tickets and for backstage will be sitting in the box office when you get in.
That's not too shabby there.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck?
So that was actually kind of fun. And there's a couple pictures where I saved, where I got pictures where I'm glomping on him, you know, giving him a bear hug. And there's a fun picture of Tony where he's looking so serious for the photo, and Weird Al's giving Tony the eye,
mm-hmm.
you know. So there was a lot of fun things in the back area that we could, you know, just talk to band members. I actually have an album. I probably should have took the plastic cover off of it, but it's got on the plastic cover, it's sealed.
Okay.
It's got all the band members' names on it, along with Weird Al. They all signed it for me at one point.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So, oh, my gosh.
I mean, it was a lot of fun memories.
So now Weird Al in person, is he as nice as you think he's going to be, or is he, like, doing it only for the camera and then not? I'm curious.
Oh, no. He's sweet. He is a sweetheart.
Oh, man.
And that's not the only time I actually got to be around him.
Mm-hmm.
For BotCon one year, they got him as a guest.
That makes sense, yeah.
Since I worked with the convention so much, and since I had already experienced being on stage with Weird Al, they asked if I wanted to be his assistant for the weekend. He was only there for Saturday.
Right.
And they put me in there watching him and just making sure. They had like an outer doorway where they put him in one little room where I'd watch the door and let one guest in at a time, because they didn't want to have a whole bunch of people in there at once.
Right.
So I was watching him throughout the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense he was there, because he's the voice of Wreck-Gar in the animated Transformers anime series.
Exactly.
And he's now the voice of Cosmos.
And he did another Transformers series, too. In the movie, too, yep. Which was awesome. And and then later on that night, the convention center, because this is after the first movie came out, the one with the live action one.
Yep.
And they took us over to Paramount, and he was there greeting with the fans, and there's a fun picture of Tony and me and Al together. We're just acting like we're white and nerdy.
That.
I don't know if you've ever seen that picture, but we're definitely acting like nerds.
Somehow I just don't see you two as gangsta. I just don't.
We have that gangsta looking going.
Yeah, you're both so gangsta. Tony's probably more gangsta now since he's been in the basement so long, these last few episodes, you know. He's getting, you know, I can see him putting on the gold chains now and be ready to come out. I'm coming out. That's right. I'm going to be gangsta with Weird Al.
But, yeah, there's a lot of fun memories. A lot of fun memories of things that we did with him and just chit-chatting. Mm-hmm. And I noticed he loves costumes. Like, there was a Chewbacca. We had a friend that dressed up as Chewbacca that was there, and he put him in the middle of the stage.
Oh, wow.
And if there was ever like a Darth Vader on stage,
right,
he would put him in the center, and he'd usually put his arm on him or something, relaxing on him. And he did it with some of the stormtroopers, too. I noticed if you're near the middle of the stage, he'd relax his arm up on one of the stormtroopers.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool, though. Like, you got to be on stage with Weird Al multiple times. Like,
yeah, Tony at least three, and I was up there twice at least.
So you are officially, both of you now are officially performers at a concert, like a professional, like big old concert. You know, you should start charging people to just see you. That's what I would think.
We charge them to come in the RetroCon.
That's good. It's true. It's true.
We honestly would love to get Weird Al for RetroCon some year, too. That would be so much fun. And I would love to actually maybe contact his agent at some point and see if we could get him on Retro Talk for an episode.
That would be phenomenal. I think we'd both be, you're the seasoned vet now with hanging out with him. I'd be like, blah, 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 eat it, blah, 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 fat, blah, 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 Amish paradise, blah, 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 white nerdy, me.
I honestly think that he was a lot of fun, just, you know, down to earth. And it was fun that, like I said, whenever I could just contact his agent, Jay, and say, hey, you mind if we get a couple backstage passes? Sure, come on back and say hi. And I stopped doing it as much now because I don't want to take advantage of it.
Right.
But I honestly thought it was, you know, an honor. Most people couldn't just contact him and say, hey, can I do this?
You never, you know, took advantage of the whole thing. And that's what's really cool. And it's like Weird Al not doing parodies of songs when people say, no, you're not taking advantage of it. And I think they respect that. And that tells me, again, the kind of guy Weird Al is and the kind of staff he has, you know?
Yeah.
They're not going to do that for everybody. So that's just cool to me. And that just makes my level of a respect for a guy like Weird Al, a guy named Weird, of course,
yeah,
goes up over my head at that point for him. So, yeah, that's just cool. Me, I'm happy to see the concert. I wish I'd seen you guys on the stage. That would have been cool, but I didn't know you back then.
Yeah.
So now we got to get you on stage with him again. He's going to be back on tour soon, as of this taping. So in another 6 months or so, we just got to get you guys back on stage. But who would you dress? If you could go back on stage with Weird Al, what would you want to dress as? Song would you want to dress for?
I would probably end up being a stormtrooper again.
Okay.
I still got Tony's TK. See, it was Tony's TK.
Okay.
And I took it from him. We used to actually have a friend. His name was Sarge. He passed away, unfortunately, now. But he was in his 70s still dressing up as TK.
Oh,
no
wow.
one knew.
That's awesome.
I mean, if you see him inside the armor, you don't know how old they are.
Right.
Not saying I'm that old, so don't. Don't think I'm that old. But I mean, you never knew, you know, type stuff.
Honestly, if I ever got on stage with him, I think I'd want to dress up as either one of two things. One, as either somebody working in a hardware store, or two, I'd want to dress up as an Amish person, because I want to be on stage for Amish Paradise. I want to churn that butter. That's what I'd want to do.
I'll do a ring ding ding and a rum bum bum. That is from the Weird Al chant.
Yes. Oh, man.
I love the chants. And they do a dabba 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 dum dum dum, and a bunch of little things like that. But it's something I wanted to mention. When they do their chants, they actually have the Haunted Mansion chant.
Do they?
Yeah, when they're doing that, you know, at the very end when they're doing all that chanting.
Yeah.
At the end of the concert. Yeah. What's it called, Tony?
The Yoda chant.
The Yoda chant. So at the end of it, They say when the crypt doors creak open and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake. And they do the whole chant from the Haunted Mansion.
You know what? I may have heard it like at the concert and such, but didn't realize that because I've never been on the Haunted Mansion ride directly, so I didn't even know.
Yeah.
That's actually
it's
cool.
It's kind of, because that's one of my favorite attractions at Disney.
Yeah.
So every time they do that chant, and they do they get line up just like the ghosts.
Right.
From the, you know, Haunted Mansion, and then they go back and forth like the ghost would, and they say that whole chant.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's one of my favorite things. The Yoda chant.
Okay. Very cool. See, now I know. And knowing is
half the battle.
I was going to say Weird Al, but
Weird Al. Yeah, and then at the very end of the chant, they say, grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
This sounds like something he'd want to just say because of the alliteration alone built into the whole chant itself then.
Yeah, so I mean, it's actually really fun. And all of his songs are fun. So I would love to talk over some of our favorite songs.
Oh, there's so many. We just heard of one of my favorites, which is Hardware Store. Like, I love that it's so fast and fast-paced. There's no way I know all the lyrics. I know none of the lyrics. I just love hearing it when he's talking about it, and the sound effects in it, too.
One of mine, which I probably shouldn't say it right now, but it's definitely one of mine, is Midnight Star.
Midnight Star is not bad.
Yeah,
I do enjoy
I love
that.
Midnight Star. I love Tacky. Because I'm tacky.
Yep. One of mine from Mandatory Fun is Word Crimes.
Oh, I love that one too.
You know what? And I've heard where a lot of like English teachers in like, 10th, 11th, 12th grade will play that song over and over for different students because it really does help you learn like punctuation and how to use things right and them there then and there and all that.
I mean, it just goes to show you how smart this guy is.
Right.
I mean, he's very educated. And just the words he comes up with for these songs is just crazy.
Well, another one for me is eBay, to the tune of Backstreet Boys. Like, that's just brilliant. And it was eBay when eBay was in its kind of infancy. So it really kind of did that for them.
Now, they have one, quote me if I'm wrong, he does a door one, like from the Doors.
Oh.
And he's talking about popcorn. That wasn't the eBay one, though.
No, right? No, that's a different one. Yeah.
Craigslist. Well, almost like eBay then.
Yeah.
Craigslist.
Craigslist is like Wish.com to Amazon. That's what that is.
But I know he mentions popcorn or something, you know, like the styrofoam styrofoam peanuts. It's not popcorn. It's
yep.
Styrofoam peanuts. But he does the whole Doors thing.
He's just so good. Another one of mine
now
is...
Brian. My mind sizzled.
I think most of our minds will sizzle if we try to
after
think
talking
like
about
Weird Al
so much. I'm sitting there watching Mike and there's smoke coming out of his ears because he's trying to think of my favorite Weird Al. Yeah, and that was a Jim Morrison song too that he sings.
Yep, well, one of my other favorites is Foil.
He doesn't rip off his shirt though.
Oh yeah.
Like Jim did.
I won't do that either. We don't want to see that. But that's when I'm going to wear Foil on my head, and that's another song I love too, is when he does Foil, which is done by like Lorde turning her song into that. And I was like, and then the music video for that is him, you know, doing the tin foil over his head and saying how good it is to put food in it. And then it goes into a whole tangent about aliens and stuff. I'm like, oh, this gets even better.
Oh, and you talk about tangents, like the one where he does the Trapped in a Drive-Thru.
Yes.
That song just goes on and on and on. It's fun, though.
Yes.
I remember the first time Tony and I ever watched that. I mean, listened to that song, and it just went on and on. And every time when they do that, we just start giggling because it's just going on. And I think at the very end, they forget the onions, is it? They forgot the onions.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, and I'm not seeing it in my list, but the largest ball of twine, was it?
In Minnesota,
yeah.
Yep.
We saw the largest ball of twine, and they went on forever for that one. And I think they might have seen the largest skillet pan, too.
Well, I know I've mentioned already, I do love Amish Paradise just because it's such
Paradise.
A great, it's a great beat to the song itself. And for him to turn that, such a gangsta song into, it's probably the most serene kind of thing about Amish people. It was just brilliant. I again can't talk
do
much.
Do you turn the other cheek?
Yeah.
He's not going to respond.
At some point he says Heine and it just like cracks me up every time. I'll get medieval on your Heine.
I actually like a Party in the CIA too.
Yeah, he did Miley Cyrus. Like,
oh my gosh, that's great.
Oh, that's just so much fun. And then you go back to the originals. And then his first song was taking, you know, or one of the first ones, like My Sharona, and turning it into My Bologna. You know,
Bologna.
Another one rides the bus. Ooh, and another one rides the bus. Ooh. Oh my God. Like, just all of it, the whole thing leading up to everything he's done. And he has, you know, his wife who's been with him for decades at this point and deals with the weird. But I got to wonder, when she had to change her last name, what was it like for her to learn how to say that last name? Yankovic.
Yeah, we're not even going to talk about that. Like, it's almost like living with a hernia.
Wait, what?
Living with a hernia. Well, that's one of his songs,
I know.
Too.
I was about to say.
That's one
are
of
we
his
talking
songs
a song
too.
Or are we talking something else here?
But yeah, that's one of his songs. And Angry White Boy Polka.
Yes.
Poodle Hat.
Well, there was also taking American Idiot and turning it into Canadian Idiot.
Yeah, Canadian.
But it was so nice.
Canadian Idiot. Yeah.
Like, that's, again, he really did so much.
Well, we're kind of cheating here. We're looking at our cell phones.
No. I know most of these. Kind of.
Kind of.
One thing I will mention, like, the song Fat, when he did the music video for that, what I really love is the fact that not only did Michael Jackson say, hey, you know what? You can go ahead and use the song and everything. Go ahead and do it. But we just shot this great music video with Martin Scorsese on this stage that we just created. Guess what? I want you to use the same set. So when you see the Fat music video, it's on the same set that they shot the actual Bad music video
on. Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's all the same stuff. So all the same camera crew and people came back. I don't think Martin Scorsese actually directed it, quote unquote, but they basically did a shot for shot mostly of everything, and it was on the same exact set. And I'm thinking, that's, again, respect from one artist to another. Say, hey, you know what? We're not going to tear it down yet. You know what, Weird Al? Come on. Come on. Go ahead. You got a couple days. Do your video. Go ahead and make yourself fat.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I honestly wonder if he's using the same fat suit he used from that, too.
I got to think it's something that's a little bit too, for a quick change like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing he wears them out after a while if he's changing in the same suit over and over again for concerts in a row. Because, I mean, almost every concert until recently that we've been to, he would always change up.
Right.
And that was one of his popular songs, too.
And he's done so many different tours and everything. Like, a lot of his tours prior, he did the changes and everything. His most recent tour that was ended like a year or two ago was really just all his original songs, nothing of the parodies or anything. And now, as of this taping, of course, he's doing another run of concerts and everything where he's going to be doing the changes and everything again. But it's going to be kind of more of a gamut of everything he's done, from what I understand, as opposed to a singular kind of like just for the mandatory fun type tour and things like that, where it was mostly the new songs. It's going to be everything he wants to sing, which, sign me up. If anybody out there has, you know, some crazy ticket sales or anything, let us know. We want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I also like his Smells Like Nirvana. Am I saying it right? Nirvana. Nirvana.
You know.
And, you know, he gets, like, the cheerleaders from that area, too, like he did with the 501st.
Yep.
He just basically gets the cheerleaders from that area when he does that song.
You know what? And that reminds me of what that Smells Like Nirvana, with the marbles in the mouth and everything. That's another one where he got to use the same set.
Oh, you got to use the same
when
set?
When you look at the music video, all the actors, 95% of them, including the janitor, all the same.
Wow.
And it was Kurt Cobain was like, wait, you want to go ahead and do a parody of my song? Abso-freaking-lutely. Not that language, but abso-freaking-lutely. Yeah. Like, who doesn't want to get your song parodied by Weird Al?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do want to mention that the shows, what we're going to talk about right now, is the movies and the shows that Weird Al was a cameo. He was in a cameo in it.
Yeah, so looking up some things, I didn't realize this, and Tony down there in the basement, thanks Tony, was pointing out the fact that he was in all three of the Naked Gun movies.
Yeah, he sung the theme songs as they were coming in.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's so crazy. Now, that's going to make me want to go back over this weekend to go watch all three again, just to find the cameo for him.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as you watch it, yeah, you'll hear his voice.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And Tony was saying his head explodes, not the spoilers here. Spy Hard. Oh, which one was he?
Was in Spy Hard that his head explodes.
Exploded. And which one were you talking about?
The Naked Gun movie.
I wasn't even paying attention.
See, this is what I got to work with.
No. I wasn't even paying attention. So Naked Gun. Well, I mean, if you think about it, Spy Hard is like a an action detective show.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
So is Naked Gun. So.
Right. No, well, just the fact
you can understand my confusion, right, guys?
You're not confused. It's me. It's all me. Blame me, because I'm weird. I'm totally weird.
He's white and nerdy, too.
I'm totally white and nerdy. I think we've all seen this coming. No, but he's been in so much. One of the things I remember vividly in the last maybe 5 years or whatever was on the show The Goldbergs, which is set, of course, here in the Philadelphia area.
Mm-hmm.
He actually played himself. Because the Goldbergs are set in the 80s, he played himself with his original look.
Oh, did he go with his original look for
it? He was himself. So
wow.
He, you know, nowadays he's got the longer hair. It's a little bit more frizzed out. He doesn't have the glasses on or anything.
Uh-huh.
But back in the 80s, of course, we all know him with a little bit shorter hair, with glasses on.
He had his hair shortened or put a wig on.
I think he put a wig on or something. But he had like one of his old Hawaiian shirts they would wear and everything. He had his glasses. And it was basically him. He didn't have to have makeup really even. Like he whatever his skin regimen is, he still looks like he's super young, aside from the change in his hair. That's
it. Gosh.
I want that skin regimen, and I don't even talk skin regimen ever. I want his. What, you know, soul did he take to get that sort of thing?
You know, I think it's because he's young at heart.
I think it's a big part of it.
Yeah, I think it's very much because he is a nerd too, like us.
Yeah.
He's a nerd.
Yeah.
One of the more recent things I saw him in, well, it wasn't super recent, but in the Halloween 2 movie, where he's on like the interview with David Newman.
Really?
And he's Rob Zombies.
Okay,
yeah, the Rob Zombie. He's talking to, at one point, this David Newman is talking to Dr. Samuel Loomis, you know, from It's the Halloween 2 movie, right?
Okay.
And he says something about how people criticize him and how he's causing misery to others and something. And he's talking to Loomis, and Al is on stage too with him. And he says, he responds, like, says, I'm, you know, I, he starts responding, well, I think that's completely unfounded. And Loomis looks at him like, oh, he's talking to me. No, no, no.
Okay.
You know, and he starts throwing his fit. And then all throughout it, all throughout the interview with Loomis and Weird Al's there, this talk show guy is talking to Loomis, but Weird Al thinks he's talking to him. And he's replying to all of his questions. And he says, oh, he's talking to you. You know?
Oh, and it's
just,
my gosh.
It's just funny throughout that whole... I mean, most of the movie is, like, supposedly serious.
Right.
But when Weird Al's there and he keeps on interfering, it's just funny. It's a riot.
That's who he is. I think we said and mentioned in the previous segment, too, is the fact that he's been a voice actor as well in different things. From Transformers, he's now been in three different things for Transformers that I can point out real quick is the... Transformers animated series. He was actually the voice of Wreck-Gar, which was a garbage truck in the series.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he had a song in Transformers the animated film. And then in recent media, I want to say it was a cartoon or even a video game or something. He's now the voice of Cosmos.
Oh wow!
Of the little UFO from Transformers, like mm-hmm. G1 inspired looking Cosmos. I'm like, that actually makes kind of perfect sense. He's out of this world and a little bit out there, so. There we go. We've got somebody who's a little UFO out there circling us around and everything. But he's also been in like Gravity Falls and multiple video games and multiple different other cartoons. He was actually in My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Shut up.
Yeah, he was Grilled Cheese.
No, I had no idea.
Yep, he played a pony named Grilled Cheese. He played
a pony named Grilled Cheese. That makes sense.
That was his cutie mark on his butt. It was a Grilled Cheese.
I'll have to look that one up. And he was also on The Simpsons.
Yes.
And I would not be surprised if he was on, Robot Chicken. I'm sure he was.
Uncredited stuff for that, I'm betting.
I bet you anything he's done something for South Park.
That
wouldn't surprise me. I mean, all the things he's done, mm-hmm. there's always all these little parodies or cameos, I should say, where he's in there somewhere.
Right.
You know, and he's done so much. If you've ever watched, like, at his concert, he has, like, these little movie clips.
Yep.
And a lot of them are scenes from movies or on-screen things he's done.
I would wonder who put that together and how did they get that list, because it's probably as extensive as we can think of. But there was also, during a short time in, 89, maybe 91 or so, he was actually part of Saturday Morning Cartoons, where he had his own show, the Weird Al show.
They have actually it's dated 1997, but it could have been earlier, too.
Yeah, I think it was earlier because it was his original look with the glasses and everything.
Yeah, he's got his original look going on, the Weird Al show. And I do want to talk about, too, about the movie.
Whoa,
the UHF. The movie, UHF. I mean, who can forget, and this is one of my favorite things, Wheel of Fish.
Wheel of Fish, yes. Yes,
the Wheel of Fish. And I can't remember his name right now. I was trying to look it up. The one character that would take the dogs and toss them out the window.
Oh, yeah.
Should add
Raul.
Yeah, that would take animals and toss them. Woo! Toss it out the window.
I have to tell you, there was a point, me and one of my best friends from just before high school and through high school, a guy named Scott, we actually filmed a parody of that.
You didn't throw anything out the window.
No, not real animals. It was all stuffed animals. But we filmed a parody of like us throwing, quote, animals out the window based on UHF.
Oh, my goodness.
And we did the whole Raul shtick and everything. It was great. I have it on video somewhere.
I mean,
somewhere.
I would so watch that channel. If there was a channel full of that kind of stuff,
yeah.
I would so be watching it. Like the hose. There was like a prize for the kids, right? You get to drink from the fire hose. Some of those episodes were just so crazy. And that was this Al TV. You know, Al TV, I'm sure, was a lot like that too, right?
Yep.
Not just the movie UHF, but the Al TV wasn't... Tony's watched a lot of it. I think there was a lot of that kind of comedy stuff going on it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, there's that, and then like within the movie and everything, and the stuff that he's put out on his own makes you feel like he was ahead of his time, where people now watch short segments on YouTube or TikTok and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was already kind of creating that stuff, but just putting them into one big longer format, whether it be a half hour show, an hour and a half movie or anything like that. He was doing those quick, like cut things before anybody else was.
And I think Tony in their basement can correct me if I'm wrong.
He will.
But I think that in the Weird Al show, he had like parody songs playing, like, wasn't Dog Police or 1-800 on the Al parody show?
That was on Al TV.
So yeah, it was something that, since it was parody-wise,
right,
it was on there.
Well, speaking of parodies, there was a movie just a couple years ago now that was on Roku, that Roku made, that was Weird, the Weird Al story, and it was a biography.
Yes.
But it was not a true biography. It was a Weird Al one, so it was a parody of a biography of his own life. So nothing in the film, aside from major, major events, were actually true.
Like, yeah.
He ended
and they even made him shorter because Daniel Radcliffe plays him, right?
Right. Daniel Radcliffe plays Weird Al, but Weird Al is in the movie himself playing the executive that signs him to his first big record contract, and he's playing it straight. So it's not Weird Al being crazy. It's Weird Al being just straight.
Straight, serious.
And it's just like, that's awesome. But one of the great little things throughout this movie is how he gets to like a virgin and to like a surgeon. It's not because Weird Al went to Madonna. It's they flip it and say Madonna went to him, and they make it a whole like tawdry love affair story or whatever. And spoiler alert, in the end of the film, he's getting an award for it, and Madonna has him killed.
Oh, no.
So at the end of the film, there's a grave. They're looking at it, but they set it up to be there's maybe going to be a sequel, like a biography part two. So it's all before like 85. That's it. That's where his story ends.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't even have any Michael Jackson part to it, did they?
No. I think they did snippets of it, and they talked about things, but they didn't actually play any songs, so they may not have the rights or anything to it.
Yeah.
But I was at a New York Comic Con a couple years ago when they were promoting the film, and I saw Daniel Radcliffe and them on the stage, and then Weird Al's through a satellite, and they're just talking about it. And they're kind of trying to do it deadpan, like it's going to be a real biography. This has all really happened, but it was really a parody biography, which was
even better. Yeah, because I thought it was going to be serious, and then it was a parody. But yeah, I mean, it's been a wonderful episode, too. If I can wear it out. I hope that we do get to make it to some of the concerts that are coming up next year. We'll see what happens. Maybe sometime we can actually get them on here talking with them.
Weird Al.
We are working on more guests, getting more guests in. And we are going to eventually go live. So I would love to have some of you call in. And I would love to have some of your feedback, like I mentioned in the last episode. Please call in, write us, let us know how we're doing. Mm-hmm. We would love to have your input. And for those that run shops or do anything nerdy like us, anything fun like what we're doing, if you would like to have us sponsor you, please contact us on that too, because we are always looking for sponsors.
Agreed. We would love to do that. So I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to say this to Weird Al Yankovic out there directly. Sir, if you're listening, please let us know. We want to be weird with you. We want to be weird with you. We want to be weird.
Weird.
With you.
And Mike, give them the information where they can contact us.
They can go ahead, and if you're out there, if you're Weird Al and you want to write us, or you're
even if you're not Weird Al.
Even if you're not Weird Al, you can write us here at the station at WXPM985@gmail.com. That again is WXPM985@gmail.com. We would love to hear what you think of the show, what you want to maybe talk about, and let us know if you want Weird Al on the show. If you can, and we can tell him that, maybe he'll come on.
Say, come on, join us.
Come and join us.
Come join us.
We want to hear you sing the saga. We want to hear you talk about Eat It. We want to talk about some nerdy stuff.
And we'll see you next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
We'll see you next time.
listening to
Retro Talk with Retro Rose
here on
98.5 WXPM.
Be back next week, same time, same channel.